Right now, you're listening to Hip Hop Digest with E Green, King Killer B, and Kurt G.
Smoking a fat sack right here on the station that plays only platinum hits, W Balls. My dick's in your ear, caller. You want to say what? Hello? Hello, caller? Well, the hell with it. This is something new for the underground and the LB. See you when I get back. Dedicated to the East Side, 21 Street. My favorite and your favorite, Snoop Froggy Dog. And somebody do it, a dog pound. Check it out right here on the station that plays only platinum hits. 187.4 on your FM dial. We've been taking caller number 21 for those Janet Jackson tickets. So call in 310-DAPOUND. That's 310-POUND, bitch. That's the pound.
Hear ye, come on, 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 come on.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Color. What's up, brothers?
What's good?
We made it. We made it.
Yes, we made it.
No doubt. Now, that's the end of the year. We're at the dawn of a new year. This is the big show, the annual Hip Hop Digest Top 10.
Talking about WWE?
Uh-oh.
The big show?
Yeah. Well, it's the big show. Yeah, no doubt.
I don't want to hear nothing about no WWE.
No motherfucking wrestling. I'm about that WWF, nigga. Take me back to Dusty Rhodes, motherfucker.
So,
Razor Blade.
So we're going to each give our top 10. You know how we do every year, that type of thing. But before we actually get into that, yo, I want to get into just the regular topics. And so here we go. Let's get right in. Nas knows nothing about hip hop.
Damn. What the fuck? You trolling right now, my nigga?
Son, I'm not trolling. I'm not trolling. Nas gives his list of his favorite current rappers. Kendrick, Drake, J. Cole, Wayne, and Ross. That you know nothing about hip hop if those are the list. And then we're talking about Nasir Jones.
He didn't mention Fasho?
No.
Whoa.
Oh, okay.
No.
So yeah, he's out of the loop.
Yeah.
He out the whip?
One of the greatest.
One of the greatest is out the loop. He doesn't know anything about, he just knows about regular motherfuckers that come across, you know, his kid's TV screen or his kid's phone.
Wow.
That's disheartening.
It is. And you wonder why we're so far out of the loop. Think about it like this, yo. Let's take a wider view. Kirk G.
Okay.
When's the last time your boy... When's the last time your boy Jay-Z was like, yo, I think rapper XYZ is good, tight, thorough? I mean, he gave a lot of cosigns back in the Rock heyday, right?
Right.
Beans, Freeway, you know, all of that.
Petey Crack.
He was, you know, a lot of shouts. What's he giving us now? Some people was like, oh, J. Cole. But he's just J. Cole's boss at the label. It's not really giving him a bump.
Nah, he's way out the loop. He don't know nothing about hip hop either.
So you got Nas, you got Jay. I mean, it's ridiculous. You have no guys from the golden era in positions giving anybody. And if they're giving people credit, Coombs is going to be the same list that Nas gave. So how we get that far? Oh, hell yeah.
Actually, I think if Coombs did it, it'd be a little worse. but
that's the point.
It's the point that these cats that could probably tell you the history of hip hop, the cats that came before them,
right?
But yeah. Don't know a damn thing about the cats that's coming after them.
Right.
The real cats, the underground, the real deal.
Ain't going to name the same old motherfuckers that Nas just named.
So don't you think that maybe just being lazy?
Well, that's the point, too.
That's part of it.
That's the point,
lazy
too.
And out of touch.
Right. I mean, it's ridiculous. So, no, I'm not trolling when I say Nas don't know nothing about hip-hop. I mean, he knows about rap guys. He knows about guys you might see in the office up at the label. You know what I mean? In the hallway at the label.
You know what his daughter listening to, you said, huh?
You know what I mean? Yeah, he basically know what his daughter, with his kids, or, you know, his cousins and shit is listening to. You know?
But you know what the radio playing, huh?
Yeah, exactly. So, You know, no doubt.
And that's a shame. Mm. That is a big shame. Because how many niggas in the underground catch that Nas don't know nothing about, but put Nas as number one or two on their list of rappers that they look up to?
No, a lot of them. So
damn, maybe not no more.
You can't take away the crown. He's still one of the greatest, but he don't know shit about hip hop.
Yeah, he don't know nothing about it. Right, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Chance the Rapper talks about turning down a deal with Kanye West. Kanye West offered him a deal. I would assume it was lucrative, but who knows? Chance told ABC's Robin Roberts when she asked about him possibly inking a deal with his childhood idol. The 23-year-old rapper said, "My ability to release music free and to create a career for myself without the traditional support of any major label is priceless. Now I get to tell Apple what to do, and I get to show other artists how to maintain control of their careers." Your boy Chance the Rapper saying, "Fuck that good music shit. I got this.
If one more label try to stop me, it's gonna be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby."
Damn.
It's your boy Chicago's own Chance the Rapper saying, "I can't do the sign on the dotted line. I'm doing it." So, Swerve, you deal your job daily on a lot of signing on the dotted line.
Yes, sir. All about signing on the line.
That's what they do over there.
So your boy Chance the Rapper, it seems like he's doing it big. But there's one caveat. There's one problem. Okay, the answer to this question is what I pulled off the internets. The internets, one of his fans said, "Fuck the music press for not calling him out on that bullshit. Fuck that 2-week Apple exclusive called streaming access for the fans. It was nothing but a most blatant money grab of 2016. And niggas up there stroking his ego and telling him how fabulous he is." Apparently, well, he's talking about giving free music away. I guess the first 2 weeks of said record came out and it was hidden behind Apple walls and you had to pay $9.99 to get it.
Whoops.
And niggas,
$9.99 don't sound like free to me.
And his fans were pissed and saying, "Why isn't the music press calling him out?" Now, that's why I asked you, Swerve. I don't really know the inner working politics. I mean, certainly Apple would just want the clicks, right? They don't need the $9.99.
Oh, B, you're fucking up real bad right now.
They don't
now.
Need the $9.99?
Are you kidding me?
It's called
me?
Business.
They want one. They want 0.01 if they can get it. Are you kidding?
Oh,
they're going to take that money.
I'm thinking Apple flush with cash, right?
They are, and they're trying to be more flush with it.
Hey, bro, when is enough enough? Because can anybody ever answer when enough is enough of anything? Can anybody answer that?
It's never enough.
Wow.
That's the answer to that question. It's never enough.
Dang.
So you can be a multi-gazillionaire.
So you mean to tell me
$300 billion in the bank and you want $300 billion more.
So you mean to tell me the Cupertino gangsters will cut a penny in half?
You damn right.
In order to get a half penny? Thirds.
Shit, they'll slice that tie up.
First of all,
they'll melt that bitch down and start over.
Wait. You go to a gas station and you look at the sign and it says, I don't know about where y'all are, I don't know what the price, but you look in LA, it'll say $2.69.
You might as well be $2.70.
I'm a oil man.
and exactly.
I'm one of the richest people in the world.
$2.69, but you're paying $2.70. So they gonna get it all everywhere.
Wow. So the internets was pissed. Chance the Rapper is saying, "Yo, I'm doing it my way, and I'm giving the music away free." So Chance the Rapper is actually lying.
Yep.
And he's an oil man.
Well, how about this? Maybe he ain't getting no money from it.
Maybe he ain't lying, but the label's telling them it's free. but then he ain't getting the paper when they start charging.
I don't know about that, D. I mean, he's not signing anything, and Kanye West is like, fuck, I'm missing out on all this money. Chance the Rapper is the new guy.
Yeah, we from Chicago, ain't we?
Right.
We can get together and we can do this.
I don't get it, though. I'm sorry. I don't get it. I don't get Chance the Rapper.
I think he's talented.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he's talented. I think he's talented, but a lot of these guys at any minute can go Arbery on you. I don't know if I trust him. Put it to you like that.
Can't trust him.
Yeah, nah, I don't know if I trust him.
No.
So, you know. Shout out to that cat. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Run DMC sues Walmart, Amazon, Jet Magazine, and a host of others for $50
million. $1 million.
Run DMC's iconic
about the moolah, y'all.
Black and white and red logo has been appropriate countless times on a laundry list of products. I mean, you see that shit on t-shirts, hats, handkerchiefs.
Killer,
and
then, you my man.
Yo, grand.
You mean appropriated, right?
Is that what I said? Well,
you said appropriate.
I said I'm appropriated.
Okay.
I'm sorry. But anyway,
go to the video tape. I'm just playing.
Right. But in any case, Run DMC saying that Walmart and Amazon and everybody else stole the logo. Okay? They done sued $50 million, alleging that both companies are advertising, selling, manufacturing, promoting, and distributing multiple products with the logo. We want our money, and that is so true. I remember several years ago, I bought my daughter a Run DMC t-shirt out of Walmart. Now, I've seen other logos up there. I've seen AC/DC. I see Led Zeppelin. I'm sure that those classic rock guys are getting paid.
At least we think they are.
Oh, I would think that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're getting paid.
I wouldn't be so sure.
Yeah, buddy. This might start to avalanche. Next week, you might be saying AC/DC is suing these niggas.
Oh, it could be. I mean.
Not just there, but Tarjay, too.
B, what I'm saying is that Run DMC, who apparently has always had their paperwork tight.
Oh, they trademarked that logo.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
I got a couple of them right there in the drawer.
And, you know, other companies that have been paying, you know, like Adidas, have been paying Run DMC for years.
Yep.
You know, for the use of the name and trademark logo and everything associated with it. So I would assume that Run and D going to get their money.
Well, Russell bought that paper. Russell going to get something out of this, D.
You know what? I don't know if they allowing Russell to handle that.
Russell was handling that. Russell was part of that shit back then, B.
Yeah, but I don't know.
DMC, I know Russell's fingers is somewhere in there.
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what. DMC is about that business, yo. DMC is largely handling their business, and he's on it.
It won't make it to court, B.
No, it won't.
They're settling out of court.
Yes.
B.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Walmart.
They know they wrong.
They're going to cut a check for $35 million and say, please go away.
So check it out. So this is a situation in which that these particular companies. Now, you said Apple is going to split a penny three ways. So you mean Amazon and Target and Google or whoever the fuck else they named in that shit. Who wasn't Google? Who was that? But anyway, it doesn't matter. That they going to just give up guap like that?
When you know you're wrong, you better, because your lawyer is gonna say it's cheaper to settle this out of court.
Walmart.
Let's get a mediator in here.
Oh, Walmart. So, all right, yeah. That's what's up.
Yeah, Arkansas coming up with the paper.
Really worry. Mess with me, you know I got it.
Oh shit, that's what's up. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is rest in peace. Rest of Paradise goes out to George Michael.
Yes.
Now, certainly, normally I wouldn't, say anything about George Michael. I mean, everybody knows who George Michael is, but he is so much of a landscape of York radio. It's insane. You know, you listen to that much George Michael, and we all did. That's not front.
No.
Yeah. You
know. No front.
Yo,
here.
Killer, can I get in for a second?
Yo, go ahead.
Okay, so I have been a fan of Wham for a long time.
Yo, no doubt.
I don't care about their orientation or none of that. I've been a fan of the music. But
right.
one of my greatest blends in history.
Yes.
My blends.
Yes.
Is Break for Love and Everything She Wants.
Yes. That is that's a swerving classic.
Break for Love.
Yo, I'm trying to tell you, yo, when he hit that shit. And I ain't even gonna lie, yo. When I learned Elvis passing, I thought about that blend.
Wow.
I did. I can't even front. Everything She Wants, I thought about that blend.
Hey, yeah. Rashid, if you listening, you got to try that. I'm talking about Rashid from Charlotte, not the big Rashid, but Rashid from Charlotte. You got to try that blend. I found it on accident, but it was crazy.
Yo, no doubt. And also, we're going to say rest in paradise to Ricky Harris. Yes. Now, Ricky Harris, the comedian from Long Beach. I'm not a TV guy, so I really wasn't aware of him like that as a comedian. I only knew of him through skits, and I'm not a skit guy.
Ta-da.
But I'm telling you, those Death Row skits, the quality skits, he played your boy DJ Easy Dick, like you said, Ta-da, Salty Nuts on that W Balls, 101. What is that? 187.4 FM. W Balls. That shit is hilarious. I'm not a skit nigga, but that shit is a classic, yo. And you know what else he did?
You know that's the intro.
Yo.
One of his joints is
it?
The intro.
I didn't even, actually, to be honest with you, I didn't even realize it, but obviously after he passed away, I found out he was the one who did the turn off the radio, the Ice Cube.
Wow, where he was like,
where he was like, we won't be listening to Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted. Get that bullshit out of here. He's like, straight R&B. Straight R&B.
Damn.
Straight R&B.
Well, he got roots, B.
He got roots.
Son, yes. You know, I did not know that was him. I mean, all that Death Row.
You know the voice.
Yeah, you know the voice. All that shit where he was like, Salty Nuts, W Balls. It just, shit is awesome. So, I'm sad for his passing, but I'm smiling because, he actually, you know what I'm saying? I love those skits. Okay. I don't like skits generally. De La Soul, I'm mad at you invented that, but.
Oh, don't worry. Prince Paul's going to be on here and you can ask him all about it.
Yeah, well.
he's in the queue, B.
Okay. That's true. And Prince Paul probably is more responsible than the other members of De La.
Right.
But all that being said, we're going to say rest in paradise to Ricky Harris. Yo, it's just, wow. You know what I'm saying? That's big loss. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Talib Kweli thinks old heads can learn from mumble rap stars.
Again?
Damn. No, nigga. No. No.
Damn.
Talib.
Gotta be fucking kidding.
Kweli.
I know he ain't reaching out for these motherfuckers.
Yo.
Come on, man.
So, check it out, yo. Really, he got to that point because he got set up by your boy.
He's
on
Snake.
He's on Vlad, and he got set up. And he got set up. He got set up so crazy, he don't even realize it, yo. But let me do the first part of this. He was like, Talib is on there. He's like, in an era when an artist can literally build up a loyal fan base solely online and then hit a 10-city tour, Talib argues the point that in the industry, we don't have to deal with radio, or at least the new generation isn't dealing with radio, and old heads need to look at the new generation on how to get their music out there. So I understand what he's saying, but we have kids, all they do all day is be on their phones.
Yeah.
As adults.
Well, there's adults too.
Well, and no, I'm saying
that is the new fucking matter of fact, the phone, that's the Matrix.
Right. But I'm just saying
the niggas is tapped in heavy.
Adults are on their phone, and I'm not saying adults aren't on their phone, but they're on their phone in a different way. If you have adults on their phone, they're gonna put Pandora and type in the name Luther Vandross, and they're gonna listen to whatever that shit gives them all day in that space. I don't know if adults are out there looking for the new trends the way kids are.
know, adults are on social media.
Okay.
Heavy. Heavy in the social media.
Okay. I mean, okay. Yeah. I'm just saying. So, but you got Talib Kweli amazed by the young boys getting their music out and bypassing traditional radio, traditional labels, you know?
But there's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with that. When you first said what you were saying, you got me with that. I was like,
well, that's what
no.
he's saying. He said it's these mumble rap niggas who are blowing on their own. Fuck a
and
label.
That's okay.
And that's cool.
And nobody's mad with that. We always say, get your money. And if you gonna get it, and you get some fans, good for you.
And he feels that old heads need to learn from them and follow that model.
Well, see, that's not that model doesn't work for them. Because their fan base is not looking the same way that the younger fan base is looking.
Right. That's the point I was saying. Oh, I think old heads who or grown folks who are on their phone aren't on it the way kids are.
Right. They're not looking. They're not searching the same places.
Right. So, you know, and all that being said, so, but this is where your boy Tyler got set up lovely. It's just like your boy set him up and then dropped him. He asked Talib Kweli, what do you think about Gene Simmons saying, I can't wait until rap dies? And then Talib Kweli responds, fuck Gene Simmons. He don't know what the fuck he talking about. So I'm scratching my head, right? I'm saying on the one hand, you want to jive, you know, take up for these young niggas. By the way, Talib said that he was at a party DJing and he played Broccoli and the crowd went nuts and he liked that record. Just to give you some balance, you know, that Broccoli shit, okay? The way he was dismissive and the way he was like, fuck, you know, Kiss, and then he had to walk it back. Well, I don't mean fuck Kiss. I mean, fuck Gene Simmons and this, that, and the third. I mean, really? You got set up because you sound just like maybe we would defending hip-hop. You know what I mean? That's how he sound. And he sound just totally ass out. So let's say, Kerji, let's say that hip-hop tomorrow is declared dead, right? And let's say hip-hop tomorrow is declared dead.
Wait a minute, Nas.
Yeah, wait a minute. Right. Wait a minute. We know this shit ain't going nowhere.
No. This is the point how I feel like your boy Vlad set Talib up. Let's say tomorrow is considered dead.
Right.
Okay. Talib Kweli, okay, is going to have to explain defending and others like him mumble rap. But you know what they're going to say? Oh, that was not hip-hop. Yachty and them wasn't hip-hop.
But they're not claiming to be.
It don't matter what Yachty and them claiming to be.
That's what they categorize as.
Right, that's what they categorize as. And you got people like Talib and others, Vlad and others who are taking up their calls. Now, if somebody declared hip-hop dead, and let's say they blame it on Yachty and them niggas, oh, you're going to have all these motherfuckers coming out the woodwork. Oh, nah, that shit wasn't hip-hop. Nah, that shit wasn't hip-hop. And that's how your boy Talib Kweli sounded fucked up by just saying, oh, fuck Gene Simmons. Oh, fuck Kiss. Motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they talking about. Nigga, you don't know what the fuck you talking about. I'm sorry.
So you're saying he's talking out of both sides of his mouth.
Right. That's all. That's the point. I know I made a very long point to make a very long statement to say he's talking out of both ends. And it's just ridiculous.
But the snake got him, though.
The snake got him.
You know the viper's in the room?
And really, to be honest with you, everybody in Hip Hop Digest family should just watch that themselves because, God, boy, the snake set him up so lovely.
Send me the link and I'll put it out there.
you already big this nigga up on too many shows. Too many niggas is probably already listening to Vlad.
Eh, no doubt. So I guess maybe I should stop talking about
him. You won't know who we are anyway, so it doesn't matter.
That's true, no doubt. So here we are at the big part of the show, the end of the year, Hip Hop Digest Top 10 Arena. So,
by the way, I do like that. I do like that broccoli beat.
You do like that broccoli?
Beat.
Shit.
The beat.
Okay. All right.
Can I be honest? I don't think I've heard it.
I was going to say, I don't know if I ever heard it.
Be all. Yeah.
No, I ain't heard that shit.
Nah, B.
I ain't heard that.
So let's get back to the previous program.
All right.
Again, here we go. The Hip Hop Digest end of the year top 10. I have been chosen this year to go first. I will do so. And King Killer's top 10 2016.
First up the bat.
At number 10.
Oh, you go. You starting from the bottom.
I'm starting from the bottom.
I tried to do that shit last year. Y'all niggas made me have to reverse it over the top. Y'all did. Y'all beat me up.
No, we always go from 10 to 1. What are you talking about?
Okay. Did we?
So let's get it straight. So let's get it straight. We're going from 10 to 1.
Okay, I thought I remember. I tried to go 10 to 1 last year and got smacked up. And maybe I did try to start at the top.
All right.
This is how it should be done.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. King Killer's list from 10 to 1. At number 10, Louis Vega starring 28.
Well, that's house, baby.
Nigga, of course.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yes. That's right. This is my fucking top 10.
he already mandating, my nigga.
Already mandating.
Fuck what y'all motherfuckers
you
is talking about.
Brooks in here, my nigga?
Hey, I'm saying if I listen to it, let me tell you something. First of all, only the heads really know, okay? That probably musically was one of the best musically produced albums all year. Louis Vega, 28. If you don't know Swerve, you need to get up.
Oh, well, you're going to be sending me your top 10 anyway.
Okay.
Matters.
So, okay, number 9, Apathy, Handshakes with Snakes.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Now, first of all, this nigga on that cut, Rap Is Not Pop.
Yes.
Two lines stood out on that cut where he's like, East Coast rappers be dick riding Dirty South beats. And then the other line was, there's no sense of the culture. It's over. It's a rap. Just like whites did the jazz when the music was black. Okay? Apathy. To be totally honest with you, I mean, this cat is not a new cat. He's been around for 20 years or so.
Yeah.
Okay? He was in the Demagogues. I think he had something to do with Armies of the Pharaoh. I mean, but now, both of those groups, I wasn't into those groups. When you put too many super MCs in something, the shit gets all like a crowded highway and shit. Yeah. But let me tell you something. That album right there, my nigga.
Right there?
Let me tell you something. It'd be hard-pressed to find young African-Americans fucking with that. Okay, not that they ain't out there, but you'd be hard pressed to find them.
That's one of your joints in the dictionary for you, my nigga.
What's that?
You always say African Americans.
African American.
Hey, okay. All right, at number 8, Elda Sensei and K-Def, The Jersey Connection. Okay, I'm on my East Coast snob shit right there.
Okay.
No doubt.
Okay.
That shit also comes with an instrumental, Kurt G. All right.
I'll put me on notice.
I'm just putting you on notice. It also comes with an instrumental.
Okay.
There was a lot of albums like that this year, actually.
Yeah, there were.
Elda Sensei, one of my all-time favorite MCs. Yo, shout out to our Artifacts, yo. And, of course, K-Def. Yo, so underrated. I mean, old heads running around here struggling with beats. When you got K-Def out there, you fucking bugging. Number 7, DJ Skiz, Cruise Control. Alright, this cat right here, Static Selector, talking about he wanna be the new Khaled. Well, DJ Skiz is trying to be the new Static Selector, as far as I'm concerned. It's raw, it's boom bap. Two of my favorite cuts up there, Bosses, Rock Marciano and Conway. I love that fucking record. And listen to Jazz, Your Old Droog. To be dead ass honest with you, yo, this a type of record right here, yo, that takes me back to like 89 and niggas is wearing 40 below Tim's and a full length leather bomber in somebody's basement. Just
the beef and broccoli joints?
No, nigga, the big nothing but broccoli, the 40 below joints.
You can tell you were in DC. Style.
Oh, I know, right? that's what this shit remind me of. That DJ Skiz is just pure D. Just it's stripped down. It's in the basement. It's crazy. That's what's up. At number 6, DJ Quick and Problems, Rosecrans. Nigga.
Oh yes.
Nigga.
Yes. I did like that
nigga
joint.
Yeah, you snuck that one in
there. Nah, I ain't sneaking it in there.
I did like that joint.
I'm trying to tell you that DJ Quick Rosecrans.
The beats is great.
Look, you have many old heads doing their thing. Tribe did their thing this year. Common, De La, you know, Master Ace. all showed veteran groups that you could still get out there and do this. This was the most slept on record. It was a 6-song EP. 5 out of the 6 songs are just produced out of their mind. Quick still is the man.
Yeah, there you go.
Compton, you know, raise up. At number 5, Nick Grant, 88.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Damn, how did that? Oh, my God.
Yo, check this out. Nick Grant, a young boy. He a real young boy, right? Okay. We may not see this again. I mean, the pressure of doing shit over trap and this new modern shit may ultimately get to him if he wants to blow. But right here, 2016, at number 5 was Nick Grant, 88. He got a cut, Black Sinatra. Where the line goes, a southern nigga with these up north flows, I was in right after that. I was in right
Damn,
after
I
that.
I gotta tell you, because you said that. Yo, I put Adonis on that, my son.
Right.
And he is to this day a Nick Grant fan waiting for the next Nick Grant release.
Oh, I'm trying to tell you. See,
young boy.
But this is the thing. See, I put Nick Grant kind of in that category, but like I put in Crit. I don't know if the pressure is going to get to him. You know what I mean? Like Crit, when he first did that mixtape, we lost our minds, right?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
But then he signed a Def Jam and.
Well, you know.
You know.
Def Scam.
Right. So.
I know.
Yeah. All right. So here we are at number 4, Odyssey. The Odd Tape.
Wow.
This is the most consistent man in hip hop.
Yes,
I went back and listened to and looked at my old list. I think there's like 1 year that he wasn't in my top 10. Every other year he had a record in the top 10. It's like Emmett Smith. He's the most consistent motherfucker in hip hop.
Nigga. Damn.
You had to poke the bear.
Yeah, B. Come on, B. It's just the euphemism,
fuck
yo.
Emmett Smith.
Yo, I'm an Eagles fan, but it's
behind
just
one of the greatest lines in history.
No doubt.
Let's not talk about that. Don't bring that up. Keep going.
Okay. It's just the euphemism, B. Anyway, yo, shout out to Odyssey. Yo, DMV stand up at number 4, the Odd Tape. Again, the most consistent man in hip hop.
Yes.
All right. At number 3, King. We Are King. R&B.
Damn, okay? B?
Yes. I've been talking about King sneaking him in a little bit since the record came out. I put King up against any R&B siren.
I put a million dollars
on it. I put $1 million on King.
King?
At number 3
on King. Started off with House, my nigga.
I know. He's all over the place.
I put this shit up against.
Even the King Killer.
I put this shit up against Wifey. I put this shit up against the mistress. I know I'm talking in code. Kurgy, you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I know exactly who you're talking about, my nigga.
So, King at number 3. Yo, B, my top 10 is literally what I listen to all year. Okay.
That's what it's supposed to be.
No doubt. All right. Number 2 is Ryu, Tanks for the Memories.
Damn,
get
I'm surprised.
What the
Damn.
Nigga, this motherfucker is doing it.
Touchdown.
This nigga is doing it.
I got one.
Let me tell you something.
I got one.
Let me tell you something.
Touchdown.
Let me tell you something, son. And I ain't gonna lie. Yo, just shout to Kurt G. Because when he played that single, I was like, what the fuck?
Touchdown.
What the fuck? So I get the album, and oh, my God. Let me give a shout out to Devon Styler, who is producing a lot of beats on there. Yo, son, first of all, and I'm going to be dead-ass honest with you. Not only did I think this was an excellent hip-hop album, okay, but real talk, I on an unnamed blog, and you know I don't email.
Nigga. Name names.
No, unnamed, because I don't email, and I ain't giving no shine. But motherfuckers was on this bitch talking about, who does this motherfucker think he is? Who's this white boy? That's when I knew he had too much slick talk with his rhymes. Again, another guy from California, stand up. It's another guy. They came out of the same group. Demagogues, Army of the Pharaohs. I mean, yo, these are learned dudes, okay? And the fact that hip-hop and the future of hip-hop is in these guys' hands, I'd rather be in these guys' hands than a bunch of motherfucking Negroes who gonna switch at any motherfucking time.
He'd rather switch
than fight.
Damn
fight.
Right. Damn right. So, Kurt G, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yo, I'm sending two of my albums to JC just to blow his brain back. Just to blow his brain back. So, and at number one on my list, King Killer's 2016 jump off is... This was too easy. A Tribe Called Quest. We got it from here. Thank you for your service. I don't give a fuck what nobody talking about. After 18 years and they sound crispy and fresh pressed and
like
bring Buster
bucks
and bring Buster out back to credibility when Buster could easily be running around the country taking money out of OT Genesis pocket.
And beating up people.
And whatever. I'm just saying. So, Tribe Called Quest, that was easy to me. That is my number one. Of course, Kurt G will post the list.
Yes, so, I will post the list.
There you go. So, who's next?
Who's next?
I guess I believe that's me.
Get on the mic.
So, here you go.
But I'm going to take this Kleenex and wipe it off first.
So, here you go. You got E. Swervin's 2016 Top 10. Go in.
Yes, sir. And my list, as I had to be honest with myself and say, okay, I had to listen to a whole lot of stuff, but I also took notes throughout the year in my phone in the notes section to write down albums. It was really crazy to me, right?
Okay.
This one doesn't qualify as that, but this is an album that just really was like, yo, what the fuck, yo? And we talked about it on a show a while back, and that is The Game 1999.
Whoa.
Yes, sir.
You
yes,
mean
sir.
1992?
Now, I'm tripping. I'm tripping because it's the Jose.
Okay.
Jose,
so that's number 10.
The Game 1992. I was thinking, Lawrence.
Whoa. Yes. Whoa, that's funny. You know, real talk, that is on, I got a small list of the joints that could have made it, and that's on mine. That's
yo,
what's up. I get
yo,
it.
We forget all that extra side shit at my job that I know. And,
right,
and
right.
And this dude is done and all this recent shit about him going to jail. Yo, that album.
It's a good record.
From start to finish.
That is a good record.
It's a fucking movie.
It's a good record.
Yo, right. It's crazy. Right? So then, from number 10 to number 9, I don't understand how De La Soul can make an album and not make a top 10 list for Your Suffering and Pain. I waited and I listened to it a bunch of times and I just really appreciate it. And, you know, it's at number 9. It's not, you know, way up in the list, but it's number 9 because, like, I wrote a note to myself. It would be the end of the world if De La ever put an album out that didn't make a top 10.
B, I'm just sorry. I still, to this day, think the album is more alternative rock.
Nigga, your number 10 is a house record. And one of your
yeah, my nigga, you just got burned.
Don't even start right now.
Burn.
Let me get my list out.
Okay, okay. Damn, I just got the
he got that ass.
Damn, I just got thrown under the bus.
Yeah. Room, room.
Shut your ass up, nigga. Let me go.
Shut the fuck up.
All right, number 8. Thank you, Curtis, for this group. Dots, whatever dots. Dude,
bring the soul back. Yeah.
Yo, and as King Killer mentioned, there was some EPs. There was a few EPs that I was like, damn, I want to give them shine. But this one right here, Bring the Soul Back, it's 8 songs. And it's full of soul music and rhymes, B.
Mm.
I listen to it a bunch. You understand what I'm saying?
Crazy.
Like, that's, you know, again, there's this whole LA thing, just being in a whip, listening to it. You know what I'm saying? Just getting through. Number 7, a record that I probably listened to 60 times at least.
Damn.
Was Master Ace, The Falling Season.
Oh, B, you know what? If it wasn't for those fucking skits, he's another one that I got under my list as honorable mentions. But those fucking skits, B.
B. Again, there's a slight theme here with my albums because it was like a fucking movie.
Okay.
You
okay.
Listen
okay.
to it. You listen to the cut. There's a skit that brings you right into the next song.
No
it's
doubt.
Not like a stupid skit from out of nowhere.
I get it.
I get it.
saying? It just flowed through the whole shit. And when that album came out was a time when I was doing a lot of running. When I was in Charlotte, I was doing a lot of running. So I would put that in my ears and just run and listen to that whole shit. And it didn't feel like I was running. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. All right.
All right. Then my man at number six, Beneficence, Basement Chemistry. Yo, if anybody don't know what New York hip hop sounded like or felt like, you got to listen to that album.
Oh.
I mean, when I'm talking about New York hip hop, you want to listen to Beneficence, Basement Chemistry.
Oh.
The title tells you. And then, okay, so in some of my runs, I couldn't like overkill with Master Ace. So I'm going to go on to number five as one of my favorite all-time ever rappers. Royce the 5'9". That album Layers.
That was kind of slept on.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Layers was kind of slept on.
It was real personal. It was very personal. There was cuts on there that was no kind of fluff. It was all him coming straight from the heart, rhyming about shit that people can understand. You know what I'm saying? It's like if your man is sitting there, you on a stoop, and you just listen to your man, being there for your man. That's what that album made me feel like that. So on some of my runs, I was listening to Royce the 5'9", Layers.
Okay.
And so this is going to be a little lower on my list than normal. Number four, Apollo Brown and Sky Zoo, The Easy Truth.
Wow.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow.
I mean, God damn it. How can you even not just give Apollo Brown the pass automatically? And then one of my, I don't want to say top whatever, but one of my favorite all-time rappers, Sky Zoo, rhyming on Apollo Brown yet again. It's number four. Had to get in there. The beats go without saying. The storytelling was amazing as well. And then I got to give another shout out to Curtis for putting me on to these dudes a while back. And I'm listening to them again. Number three, SD Nick and Relentless. Black and White Jesus.
Oh, okay. Damn, I forgot about that one. Yeah, that was crazy.
Okay.
That was crazy.
Okay.
Yeah, S.A. Neck, yeah.
And the music is like, I mean, when you, look, we can talk about what people say hip-hop is and where hip-hop lives and all that kind of stuff. But when I listen to each of these albums on my list, there's no doubt. You understand what I'm saying? So number two was a surprise to me, but it just caught me out there, and I listened to it a bunch of times after I finally heard it. I listened to it a bunch of times, and that is Joel Ortiz, That's Hip Hop.
Wow.
Sir, he has never made my list before, but this album right here, yo, listening to him rhyme for
not
real.
The corner store bodega man.
Oh, my God, not the brick bodega. JC would go nuts right now.
Ortiz.
Yes.
That's hip hop. He proved on this album why he deserves to be mentioned in the tops.
Okay.
Then here is number one. It caught me out there, and I'm still listening to it. I can't stop listening to it because I'm going to tell you what I wrote. Some of the dopest rhymes over some of the dopest beats I've heard in a long time. I would have never thought this dude would ever be on my top 10. I mean, I like him, but fucking Epidemic for four dimensions on a paper. That shit's amazing. Mm-hmm. What you want? It's my personal shit.
hey, I'm just saying. That's what's up.
Love it.
Okay. Okay. Now, see, Kurt G's sitting here, you know, calling you all kinds of bastards. You know what I mean? That's the curse when you go last.
Call it. I mean, that's what happens. You know, you start out with house music and R&B. Like you said, it's personal.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah,
no doubt.
My personal top 10.
You killed my list, B. I don't know if I'm gonna send you any music this year. You got to get your own shit, nigga.
Man, Scrooge.
Oh, damn, is that what happened?
You killed my list, nigga.
Scrooge McDuckin. Nigga Scrooge McDuckin.
I'm good about that.
Damn, nigga. You fuck my list up, nigga.
Okay. Okay, here.
I know you ain't got the game on your list.
Hell no.
Okay, okay.
I got the game on my list.
So check it out. Here we go. Last but certainly not least is Kurt G's top 10. Go in, my nigga.
All right. I'm last up the bat. So I'm going to go in. This one right here. this number 10 for me is SYG, Long Way Home. And I know cats is like, who the fuck is SYG?
I'm saying that. Who the fuck is that?
But I had the hardest time trying to figure out who to put in the top 10 spot because I had to leave some of my favorite MCs off the list. But in the end, it was a toss-up between two albums because it just sounded way more put together than the others. It was just a case of like too many chefs in the kitchen. Sometimes you have a bunch of different producers on the album and it makes all the albums sound inconsistent and all over the place. So all the niggas I got in my honorable mention, most of them, they albums just had a bunch of different producers on it. And I just like, man, what the fuck? I want to put you in there, but the shit don't sound consistent. Like you said, it don't flow together.
Right.
So with all that being said, the SYG album is straight hip hop. It's got hot beats, real lyrics. And oh, by the way, did I mention SYG is a Christian MC? I said MC, not a rapper. He's nice.
I'll be looking for your list, too.
You ain't got to take my word for it. It's on Bandcamp. Give it a listen, people. SYG is nice with it. All right. And number 9, I got Brouse One, Consequence. Shout out to Germany. Brouse One made my list because the beats on this joint were just straight fire.
Boy, you keep somebody from Germany in your shit.
Hell yeah, nigga. Hell yeah. This shit, the beats on that joint is just straight fire, B. And the MCs he got on there, like Blue, Camber, Elder Sensei, your boy, and Raw Poetic, just to name a few.
Damn.
They just add flavor to the tracks.
Low budget, shout out.
Yeah, Camber. That's your boy Al Green, wasn't it?
Yeah, Camber.
Yeah, Camber. Yes, yeah. All right, at number 8, I got Smooth. Smoothest since 96J. That's Smooth. Smoothest since 96J. Now, the Smooth album is crazy to me because it's just one of those albums that's got that, what I like to call that new New York sound.
The new New York sound.
That's you know about that new New York sound. That's when you hear a New York City niggas spit that New York shit over loops instead of traffic.
I feel a connection here.
Yeah, over loops.
New York hip hop.
Yes. And there's a bunch of niggas doing it, but I'm going to give you a few of my favorites. I like Huss Kingpin, Rosewood, yes. Sean Rossetti, Rock Marciano,
my nigga,
West Side Gun, Sage Infinite. And of course, Smooth. That's the type of hip hop that new York niggas is doing.
That's so true because Huss Kingpin and them niggas was like a lot of niggas on that DJ Skiz.
Right.
Like them same niggas. Okay, all
yeah,
right.
Yeah. Number 7 is Ugly Heroes, Everything
Ooh.
In Between.
Oh my goodness.
Now, how could you forget that one?
Yo, you know
because
what?
Because it was so goddamn
much
good music. This year.
Right, yeah, that's. Yeah, I ain't even gonna front, yo. I was looking forward to Ugly Heroes, but it was just so much shit out
that
there.
Ugly Heroes, yo. That joint was in the whip just on repeat for a minute. That shit's crazy. Two white boys and a nigga.
Wait a minute.
I'm just fucking with
Wait
you.
Wait a minute.
I'm just fucking with you.
Yeah. Everybody's a nigga.
Yeah, everybody's a nigga. That's why I'm just fucking with you. Oh yeah.
Be careful.
Yeah. Apollo made my list twice this year, but I couldn't help it though. It was hard trying to find a replacement for the Ugly Heroes joint because this nigga just couldn't be denied. That Ugly Heroes shit is crazy. I was trying to like, damn, I can't put Apollo on my list twice, but this shit's fucking crazy. It's just straight up banger on every level. All right, number 6, I got Minds One and DJ Iron Phaseology. Yeah, looks like I'm going to have a little theme forming here. You'll see what I'm talking about in a minute. But I just gravitate towards this type of hip-hop done in a traditional way. You know, the hard-hitting beats,
the hot samples,
and real MCs on the mic.
40 Below Tim's in a full-length.
You better believe it, my nigga.
40 Below Tim's in a full-length bomber.
That's what it's all about, my nigga. That's what it's all about.
You just blew JC up.
At number 5, you'll see why I was calling you a bastard, my nigga, is Epidemic. Uh-oh. 4 Dimensions on a Paper.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
He's my number 1, you're number 5. That shit is incredible.
Yeah. This group right here, yeah, they just crazy. They got traditional hip-hop beats and real lyrical skill.
That is incredible, yo.
Damn, Eager, man, he just biting, man. He just biting.
Hold on, son.
I didn't just put that schooly D in there for you, yo.
I'd be fighting if it was number 5, but actually, I went first.
That's right. So you can say I'm biting off you.
That's what's up.
Niggas be talking about what happened to the groups, but as you see on my list, I got 3 groups that's repping hip hop 100%, and Epidemic is one of them with no fillers on their shit.
All right.
And at four is Beneficent Basement Chemistry, you bastard.
Yo, Swerve, you should feel good.
But we on the same wavelength, so I give you that.
Appreciate good music,
we brothers,
man.
We brothers in hip hop, so I'll feel you on that.
You should feel good, Swerve, because last year.
Heard some good ass music.
Yo, you should feel good, because last year I did that to Kurt G. He was running off his list. He named like two albums, like, oh, you bastard.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. To me, this is one of those the veteran albums that should have got talked about like De La and Tribe, because on this Basement Chemistry joint, he just kept it hip-hop and stayed in his lane.
Yo, real talk, yo, that's a good album. It didn't make my list, but that is a great album,
That's a
great album.
Straight through. Nigga wasn't trying to experiment over trap beats. He just stayed true.
Nah.
So that's why he got a spot on my top 10 for that alone. All right, at number three, Apollo Brown and Sky Zoo, This Easy Truth.
There we go.
You bastard.
There we go.
Yeah, it's Apollo Brown and Sky Zoo. Come on, B. That's a dream. That's a dream team combo.
There we go.
Well, hell, you could put Apollo Brown with almost any MC and you got a banger.
That's exactly. True.
Yeah, this shit remind me of when niggas used to step their lyrical game up whenever they got on a Primo track.
That's true.
You remember when niggas got on Primo tracks? They was like just going in.
Yeah. That's
what's
up.
And this shit made me want to pull out trophies again.
Ooh, my gosh. OC?
That shit. Don't.
Ooh, don't get me started with that one. Yeah. Yes, yes.
He's going down.
At number two, I got the Higher Up album. Now, nigga, this album is number two because I just listened to this shit like so much. If this was a tape, the tape would have popped.
Damn.
On this joint right here, because I listened to it so much. This shit is crazy to me. The hip hop is just like this shit was dropped straight out of 95. It's just crazy. And Mark Scott and Sky Bruin, they just brought real heat on that shit lyrically, and the beats is, like I said, straight out of 95 on this shit. Shit's just pure hip hop to me.
Wow.
And at number one, you bastard, Master Ace, The Falling Season.
Wow, I can't believe that made your number one?
What, nigga?
Wow.
Nigga,
Master
what?
Ace, B.
I'm telling you, son, this Master Ace shit, son, with the kick beats on production, son, this shit was crazy. That was like a perfect marriage of beats and rhymes for me, son.
Yo.
I had to make it number one, son. Fuck the skits. I had to make it number. Exactly. Number one, B.
I'm not lying when I say to you I listened to that album about 60 times.
I listened to it more than that. That shit's crazy. The album just reminded me of those Speaking of Prince Paul. Remember those Prince Paul albums? You remember the Prince Paul albums that he did?
No doubt.
Every track was connected and told a story from beginning to end. That's what it reminded me of. From beginning to end, the shit was connected, B. And I just had to make it number one.
The whole album, from the fucking
start to the finish.
To the end. I mean, it was a
because
movie.
Because the skits tied into the next song, you had to listen to it.
Yep. Okay. All right. Check this out. So, Kurt G, do you have any?
I got honorable mentions.
Okay. So, this is what we're going to do. We're going to let Kurt G gonna do his honorable mentions. Swerve, you'll go, and then I'll go.
I ain't doing it.
You ain't doing no honorable mentions?
I was stuck. There's too many.
Just name
music.
How many honorable mentions you got, yo?
Even until today.
How many honorable mentions you got, Kurt G?
I could have had 20, but I got five right here.
I'm confident with my 10.
I got Murs and Ninth Wonder, Brighter Days.
All right.
Yeah, Murs and Ninth Wonder, Brighter Days. That was a pretty good album. I got Rex, The Greatest 10. He's one of them joints that fell victim to too many producers on the album.
Oh,
that's the reason why he didn't make that joint. Rex is one of my favorite MCs. Torre's one of my favorite MCs. That Torre entitled joint, but he had too many producers.
Yes. And I listened to that a lot, but
And Raz Kaz, one of my favorite MCs. Intellectual Property. It's so many producers on there. It was like just all over the place the album sounded. But Raz Kaz lyrically is crazy. And female MC, Cy-Rock, Metamorphosis. I thought that was a good album, too.
Okay. All right, so since Swerve is riffing, I'm going to go ahead and run my quickly. My honorable mentions was Fontaine and Eric Robinson, Tigolo, R&B.
Like that joint. That is hot joint.
Damn right. Raz Beats, Control Your Own. Again, just another East Coast type of contemplation joint. Master Ace, The Fallen Season. I mean, it was in there, but them fucking skits, they fucked me up.
Damn, B, just pick the carrots out.
All right, no doubt. Next one is J-Zo and Pablo Martin, the Do Rights. And the run after that is De La Soul, the Anonymous Nobody. Now, those two are back-to-back for a simple reason, because De La Soul damn near collected $1 million, and the Do Rights basically did what De La Soul did with two niggas and a four-track. I'm dead ass.
The Do Rights here, them instrumentals is crazy.
Yo, son. And it's only two niggas.
Them instrumentals is fucking
it's
crazy.
It's only son. Two niggas. So
white niggas or black niggas?
They're niggas.
Everybody's a nigga.
Everybody's a nigga.
And after that,
everybody's a nigga.
And then quickly, the last two was General Steel and ESK Building Bridges.
Oh, son.
Damn right.
That joint right there was crazy.
That joint was crazy. And last on my list was The Game, 1992.
Yeah.
Dang. That was my honorable mention.
I'm shocked, actually, he even made an honorable mention to you, but that album is fucking
incredible. That game is
no.
Good
he mentioned that joint during the year. I remember a show where he was talking about that night.
I did,
joint.
No doubt.
Right, because we talked about him not giving a fuck about sales.
Right.
So,
yeah.
All right, so I'm going to give you another chance. You want to mention a couple of your honorables?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I'm going just with what you guys said. I fit right in.
Not
going
to be able
Tribe
to do it.
And all that. The Razzcast. You don't even understand. The last couple of weeks, I have been doing nothing but listening to music in my free time, what free time is, whether I'm in a car or whatever. So I'm going to just say this. 2016 has been one of the greatest years for music that I can remember in a long time.
Well, I think the past years have been good because, again, A, number one, there has been excellent hip hop.
Always excellent hip-hop.
We can sit up here and talking about these mumble niggas and these commercial niggas
talk
who
talk about Nas not knowing shit about hip-hop.
Not knowing shit about hip-hop all day.
There's plenty of good hip-hop out here.
Right, but there's plenty of good hip-hop out there. And I think the past years, that, especially since we've been doing this show, has proven that. Now, certainly for us, again, I think it's a matter of just can't hear everything, can't listen to everything. I didn't struggle. I struggled with the order of my list, but everything on my list is the shit basically that I just listened to. So
same here.
That's why you got Louis Vega and that's why you got King on my shit, because I listen to them, you know, point blank.
We gonna see if our listeners give you a pass on that. Baby.
Oh,
that,
I think I'm gonna get beat
out
up
of nowhere.
Nah, yeah, beat. Yeah, yeah. Not necessarily
house music.
Nah, this ain't the first house that's been on my shit.
Not dissing house music at all.
Well, no, we like house music. We like house music.
But you threw a house music and an R&B album on your top 10.
Yo, a couple of years ago, I threw another house music joint, a Charisma joint. So I don't know.
Remember that mixtape, that Will Sessions
that
joint?
Not Will Sessions.
You was some different shit. It's okay.
Will Cologne. It was some cologne.
Yeah, Will Cologne.
Will Cologne. Yeah.
That shit was dope, though.
It was dope. He threw that joint on there. It was dope, B. He got a pass because that shit was dope, my nigga.
So that's what. So we'll see what the Hip Hop Digest.
Actually, we don't say top 10 hip hop albums. We say top 10 albums of the year.
Your albums, right? It's just what we listening to.
So there it is.
Right.
So
I want to see how many niggas is gonna go out and check that SYG joint, that Christian MC cat.
I'm
telling you though, that when you hear it, you're gonna be like, oh, okay, yeah. The beats is crazy. Shout out to the cat on there on the beats. The beats is crazy.
So check it out, yo. Before we get out of here, there's no homework this week. Let's quickly go the homework of last week. Quickly, let's just go through that. Swerve, is either Count Coolout or Jimmy Spicer. Super
I'm
Rhymes.
I'm in the corner with the dunce cap, B, because okay. I told you in pregame, and you still going to throw me under the bus. I couldn't.
You don't know about Super Rhymes, my nigga?
Okay, Kerr G.
Well, first of all, hold on. Because when you brought it up in the last show, I automatically ran with Super Runners.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Okay.
So, automatically. But throughout the week, when I thought I would call myself having some time instead of struggling with my top 10, I was like, damn, that Count Coolout, though.
So, Kerji, what'd you pick?
I still pick Super Rhymes.
King Killer, for me, I picked Count Coolout. So.
You always got to be some... The different dude, don't you?
Yeah, I still pick Super Rhymes because, like I said, when I listen to it, it's like, damn, this is look at what year this is.
Exactly.
And I'm like, wow.
Yo, I know, can you believe it?
You talk about mumble rappers. We need to learn from mumble rap now.
No breaks.
Really?
So anyway, a lot of breath control in that shit.
Exactly.
So shout out.
No disrespect to Count Coolout, but if you listen, okay, let me just say this right now. If you listen to Count Coolout, as dope as it is, he still kind of reaches back to the old style of rapping. But when you listen to Super Rhymes, I mean, he's doing it a little bit too, but I mean, his stories is just going, he's just got me captivated more so.
Okay, that's real. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like I said, there's no homework this week. Shout out to the people who were still commenting on the homework from the week before. You know, that you know, Cats was still bugging off that.
Yeah.
Certainly next week, we're certainly going to have another lesson as far as that goes. And before we get out of here quickly, I remember last year I made a prediction that I thought that Jay-Z would either fold or sell title. It didn't happen. I don't even think I got any predictions for this year. Anybody got any predictions for next year possibly?
No predictions. I'm just hoping that 2017 is better than 2016 in hip hop music being brought to you, because 16 was crazy. And if 17 could be crazier than this year, I'm going to be just happy.
Yo, no doubt. No doubt.
Yo, I don't prediction, but I have a wish. Can I give a wish?
What's that?
That all these young boys that say they are not hip hop, they actually go do what they do and let hip hop be hip hop.
Well, I'm just hoping that, see, now that's not on them to me.
Right.
That's on these dick ride blogs.
That's on dick ride blogs.
And on
these
the media
labels
to stop labeling them as right. hip hop. Once they stop labeling them as hip hop, we ain't got to sweat that shit.
Right. A lot
How
of
long we been hearing where hip hop and R&B lives? How long we been hearing
See, we got to stop. Them niggas got to stop saying it.
But they're not going to stop saying that.
But
I don't care about them. Because I don't listen to radio anyway.
R&B dead. You know what I mean? So
it's not.
But R&B's not dead, though.
I mean, not true R&B. You know what I mean? Look, the point I'm saying is that these young guys are just going to run with however they're labeled, okay? And so, you know, Yachty could say he doesn't rhyme. It doesn't matter. He could say that till he's blue in the face. His label is going to make sure, and Billboard and Apple Music and Spotify are all going to put him under rap and R&B.
They put TLC under R&B.
They under rap, too. So, I mean, yes. You know, but like you said, so actually, you know, that's what's up, man. My wish is still hoping hasn't come true. It may not never come true, but it ain't going to stop me from hoping that I see a fucking hip hop and rap is dead on a commercial level. That's what I'm hoping
prediction.
For.
I got a prediction.
What's that?
The Hip Hop Digest show is going to have a better website.
It's going to be about the website and the content.
Yeah, our content is the shit. I don't care about that. We're going to have a better website, though.
All right, that's what's up. All right, so next year then, right, fellas?
Yo, happy new year.
Happy new
Frosty
year.
Frosty the Snowman would say.
And New Vintage. I drew a blank on the cat. New Vintage is the producer on that SYG album. I drew a blank on his name. Yeah.
Yo, I just wrote that down, B. I wrote it down on my list right here. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's what's up. That's what's all. You know how we do. We'll see you next week. Right?
We'll see you in 2017.
Peace.
One.
Peace.
So if Joel can't live, no. nobody can't live. I said nobody can't eat, so that means like not a soul. Let's bet one stage, I'll write on a rainbow and see who gets that pot of gold. Whenever I spit, it's not a goal. Whatever it is, it's out of control. I break out, it's outbreak airborne. Now grab all your kids, I got to go. And no, this isn't the hottest flow I've done before, but this is cool. Like when you 7 years old and the measure for snow got everyone missing school. And the talent difference, dude, I mean, come on, man, it's just huge. I'm an angry saltwater croc, it's something they dropped in swimming pools. In other words, you screw with me, that's what homes, you're gonna get screwed. I got a couple of missing screws, so please don't get me misconstrued. I'm nothing to sneeze at, hear all that feedback that I get from music fans. Kid is a beezy, the streetsy, the truth, he's nice, I swear this dude's the man. And I'd hate to ruin plans, but if you thought you'd be the best, man, that's some bullshit, unless you Jordan. But even Mike, he needed rest. I'm an ape in the booth, I finish a verse, come out and beat my chest. You want Waza Joel, I'll be a hotel and y'all can be my guest. Come on, tease can't eat, nobody can't eat. I don't care what you did to that, I will body that beat. In the street, you can't get your own, but then you take his. So if Joel can't live, nobody can't live. See, I done been around them blocks that y'all mentioned in all y'all rhymes. The diesel I had was a 9, I told all the fiends to form a line. A nigga like me was on the grind, if you don't believe me, well then fuck it. I'm just trying to tell y'all the truth in a game full of lying motherfuckers. See, all this iron they discuss is fairy tales, they never clap one. Closest thing they came to shootouts was cops and robbers with a cap gun. Closest thing they came to hustling was going to the store for all the dope boys. Reputation, vibration, and they hood, they making no noise. They just really good kids that like to rhyme with never no crook. Only sentence they ever faced was when their face was in their notebook. Spilling soda on the stove, the only time that they seen cocoa. They're like champagne after winning the Super Bowl, these dudes are so shook. I don't see y'all, and you know what they say, beer recognized, real adapt. You was in your window, I was outside, but been recognized by stealing tech. Bottom line, if you ain't doubt it, don't talk it, cause it'll come back to you. The desert will make your chest feel like a desert somewhere in Africa. If Ortiz can't eat, nobody can't eat. I don't care what you did to that, I will body that beat. In the street, you can't get your own, but then you take his. So if Joel can't live, nobody can't live.
Under city lights, pump the lightest, scream is righteous, work it out, but y'all ain't hearing it. No. Words travel deep in your spirit alone. I cruise the block and use the box to serenade the moonlight with the speakers.
Niggas lean back,
deep in your seats and feel me. Clicks and crews and hoods and gangs who love it, I'm loving you dearly. Keep hustling, juggling pressure, life and success. Those who made it, debated until another's death. We buried ourselves under the jail without shovels and dirt under nails. Bubbles with crime and trouble tales of street violence turned extreme. To ripping joints on stage, to cutting fame time short, to life support none, but just realize what y'all done. We giving them reason to scream on us and it's just begun. What happened to us in the bigger picture? Don't you understand when one of us falls, that we all falling with you? Come on.
Yeah. If you believe in us, you really believe that.
All I need is the love of my food.
Okay. Then maybe you need to do what you're supposed to do. Or you can say,
yeah, can't hurt me.
Better than this. If you believe in us, you really believe that.
All I need is the love of my food.
Yeah, right. Then maybe you need to do what you're supposed to do. Or you can say,
yeah, can't hurt me.
Better than this.
I represent for a nation, thought we was in it together. But I guess it gets strange when money rains in sunny weather. Tougher than leather, we weaker than glass. And shattered on the side of the road, trying to get a robber past each other fast. Clothes, Astro, hash, ice and whips have blinded us. Never mind how the mind just trips for glitz. Shit niggas, rich niggas got us in tow. If it's not enough, they gotta put us all on the show. Y'all lost me, somewhere between waking and coffee. The shit changed so quick I didn't blink and it cost me. Fuck it, it cost us, you even know where we at? Fuck the you, I hear that, we can't even open the map. Rap's dead, rap sucks, so thanks to y'all for killing it. Grilling it down and spilling its guts and filling it back up with trash. Wait up, I mean cash. But ain't the two synonymous with media politics? You know they love it.
If you believe in us, you really believe that.
All I need is the love of my food.
Okay, then maybe you need to do what you're supposed to do. Or you can say,
yeah, can't hurt me.
Better than this. If you believe in us, you really believe that.
All I need is the love of my food.
Yeah, right. Then maybe you need to do what you're supposed to do. Or you can say,
yeah, can't hurt me.
Better than this.
What y'all fighting for? The light of the raw battle, no, can't be the latter, cause music just doesn't matter, right?
Maybe I'm pitching emotions to broken ears and living in years when shit was spoken clearly without all the bullshit. Pulling clips, replacing kings with court jesters, bought presses, proclaim the best is paid and just forsake the rest who made it possible to be spitting. If you got the same topless women a grinning, then your joint will keep spinning. I swear it's like swimming with sharks in public pools in shallow water, and somebody's artist is fucking your youngest daughter. Feel me? Ain't no real fam, niggas is playing you. Trust me, I wouldn't let my brother have his way with you. I'm only stating facts, shit is plain as floodlights. We drop 10, I wanna fuck you. Maybe 2-1 mics, I'm just trying to keep it done right. Want some unity, I want our crew to be just like it used to be. If you believe in us, then you believe that.
All I need is the love of my crew.
Okay, then maybe you would do what you're supposed to do. Or leave the same. It's better than this. If you believe in us, then you believe that.
All I need is the love of my crew.
Yeah, right. Then maybe you would do what you're supposed to do. Or leave the same. It's better than this.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under my seat to get it. And niggas in the crew say I'm the bullshit in the side. Guess that's the reason why y'all niggas think cashless. It's a shame they gotta watch her back, and niggas don't know jack up about a cash flow. I'm sick of niggas popping up at my crib, all in the house and shit. Got me ducking, dodging under the fucking mattress center. It's time to address these niggas that know my address, and this nigga don't take no mess. Call me Papa Boy. These Prince niggas are way showing the ass for nothing, and ain't never around when shit starts jumping off. Get lost, boy, and about to get that ass bust the fuck back. When ass starts to act up, boy, you don't know how to act. I say, keep it on, rockin' this beat, y'all. You don't stop, keep it on, you know I got y'all. Counterfeit niggas be running, trying to take shit or money that wasn't yours in the first place. You know how I get my wallet, you know how I get, you know my money gets to, that's what my wallet gets, $100 bitch. You furnish it, then abolish it, cremate the time shit, and then you're not a part of it. If you get caught of it, then you're just a participant. You can't get blameless, take shame of this. Back to these bitches and stitches, and it just gets ridiculous, deliciously relentless. So these niggas that transform the niggas to un-niggas, the anti and also non-niggas. Keep on. And my mind say, keep it on, rockin' this beat, y'all. And you don't stop, keep it on. You know I got y'all. You either love them, leave them, lynch them, penitentiary them, diss them, kiss them. Are you eligible to be my lap dancer? Did you know I used to be your bachelor? What a widow who slept with a ditto. I never get sentimental when I'm put up enough. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I piss, because I never had no new apparel. As a fellow member of the mellow level, when it comes to sensual ecstasy, I get a medal. And my mind say, keep it on, rockin' this beat, y'all. You don't stop, keep it on, you know I got y'all. Keep it on, rockin' this beat, y'all. You don't stop, keep it on. You know I'm rapping, y'all.
The kicks, blitz, mix the batter. Add a comma, drama, honor the dawn, scatter. MCs, they on E, peep the steez. Whack niggas, E's left, my lyrical status, B's deaf. F the next, to talking trash, walking ass. My rep blast as is, fuck
hooked up in the business. It's time to bust brothers who be lacking rapping. Happy Looney Tunes acting like they should be happening. But no, raw shit for your balance got the talent. The school rap fools who say they rule, I can't stand it. But never in the rut, strut, pussy putting up. My style's heated like cooking, I'm hooking those who stuck. On one type, right, my soul's dynamite for spite. I'm fighting those crews who broadcast news and light. Mike, this be MC's jealous of the flow. The super rap bro, do you really wanna know? Ain't no time for second guessing, crews be testing.
No question.
I'm leaving suckers stressing, mad vexed, cause I wreck sets and clock checks. House niggas like projects and boot crews who rock next. I know there's bogus MCs who lack focus, won't approach us. They keep it real and small, no, they want us posing for posters, holding up their noses, not knowing that they can't make AG without showbiz. Frontin' for hoes, but ain't got one show the first. Curse my verse cause it hurts. Rappers survive by selling t-shirts. I put my lifestyle on wax and made a few stacks, but still got this. After my label made they loop back. Let similar sounding MCs run routines while I'm stuck in between doing my dream and getting cream. My whole team fiends for ill skills I spill out. But when you rock spots, I hear your block yells out sell out. And since I'm fronted, I'ma run it with intentions. For nondescript nitwits who diss and boy tension. I'm ending all that dumb shit like Jim Henson. Serve niggas like Benson, preventing crews from representing. And balls, halls in action. Hitting low spots, brothers be jacking. Still be maxing. Page after page, stage after stage. Engagement snapping happen to be true to rapping. Closed caption. Effects from the king of dialect. I conject flow that will blow the whole fucking set. Keep the time check. Past due, artifact one, true, tame one. Be artifact number two. Ayo, check the data on the rappers that'll touch ya. And ring alarms, cause we got the bombs like Russia. Monosyllabic habits of rapping sound erratic. While our lines break minds in distress like wet fabric. Fantastic like four, raw like world wars. I come across like bridge work and bust. I hurt your image when I draw. Dips do backflips for these rappers with black lips and action-packed lyrics and hieroglyphics on a half inch.
Digging my own understanding. Quick, let me get the single out. Think Mr. Radio.
it was one MC. After one MC, played the lamppost blue to blow the dynamite. Well, it's okay, and it's alright, cause our birthday cake's external light. It'll all get graphic, people made of plastic. Looking to shine with my 50 watt high. But man, I got the eye patch and hit the latch. I flame it to a name from Denver up to Maine. And love it deluxe, you won't catch me in no tuck. Nah, man, I won't honor the style.
My name is Rez Lesson.
Oh, isn't it Pasta News? Oh my
that's
god.
My name. Check out. Honey, you know.
What's up? Yo,
look, what's wrong with me, honey? Check this out.
What about you?
As a pair, we put the hearts to mush. Lustily, I would hear the public beat. The same went for Titus when he blacked the sheep. But as the knee went deep to deeper off the chart, the album faded to black. That's when the amnesia starts.
Aren't you dressed from Black Sheep?
Yeah,
oh my God, what are you doing here? Who are you here with?
I'm with my man Pops. You know Pops.
Oh, yeah, Pops.
Oh,
I like
you. Hey, boy, watch that style, man. Puts all in. Should I shot it all begin? I saw bootleggers go shining. I saw a big four go. A typical flick was the moment when a man said, ain't you, yeah, I is him. Hush your mouth, falling in cog. Caught the light, didn't you, dog? A fist of funk and a pocket that scream. In the scene or in between. Give me but a little bit of the starlight. I mail my ass to the darkness. I dig it, I dug it, I dig it, I dug it. I whiz it, I was it, I whiz it, I was it. Oh, Lord, let me switch it off. Because you find something to do it all for the light.